Thank you for being a valued supporter of the 10X Podcast Group. Your dedication means the world to us. Today, we bring you a historical review of the Cayman Islands, A Journey Through Time. Your continued support and subscription fuel our passion for storytelling, and we deeply appreciate every moment you spend with us. So, without further ado, let's dive into today's compelling narrative. Chapter 5, Slavery and Resistance. The Cayman Islands of the 18th and early 19th centuries were caught in the shadow of a dark institution that stained much of the Caribbean, the system of slavery. Though the island's population remained small and isolated compared to larger colonies, the echoes of human bondage resounded even here, shaping society and laying the groundwork for resistance and eventual freedom. A quiet arrival. Slavery in the Cayman Islands began as a reflection of broader practices in the Caribbean. As settlers established farms and communities, the need for labor grew, and enslaved Africans were brought to the islands to work the land. The majority came from neighboring Jamaica, where the British colonial system thrived on plantations and forced labor. Life for the enslaved in the Cayman Islands was brutal. They cleared dense mangroves, tilled rocky soil, and built homes for their masters. Unlike the vast sugar plantations of Jamaica, the Caymans offered little opportunity for large-scale agriculture. So enslaved people often performed a variety of tasks, from fishing to household chores. The small population of the islands meant that enslaved individuals often worked closely with their enslavers, creating a complex dynamic of dependency and oppression. Despite this proximity, the fundamental realities of slavery, dehumanization, control, and violence were ever present. Stories of struggle. Among the enslaved were men and women who carried with them the strength of their African heritage. They brought stories, songs, and skills that not only sustained them in the face of hardship, but also shaped the cultural identity of the Cayman Islands. One such individual was Ayo, a young man brought to the Caymans from the Gold Coast. Known for his skill in fishing, Ayo quickly became essential to the settlers, his knowledge of the sea ensuring food during difficult times. But Ayo's value did not shield him from the brutality of his condition. He worked tirelessly, dreaming of the freedom he had lost and the land he would likely never see again. Ayo's story became a symbol of quiet resistance. Each time he cast his net into the water, he whispered prayers for liberation, his words carried away by the sea. Over time, his spirit of resilience spread to others, igniting a quiet rebellion among the enslaved. Acts of resistance. Resistance among the enslaved in the Cayman Islands took many forms. With their small population, large-scale uprisings like those in Jamaica or Haiti were unlikely, but acts of defiance persisted nonetheless. Preservation of culture. Enslaved individuals kept their traditions alive, passing down songs, stories, and practices that connected them to their African roots. These cultural expressions became acts of resistance, asserting their humanity in the face of dehumanization. Sabotage. Some enslaved people found ways to disrupt their oppressors' plans. Tools would mysteriously break, crops would fail to thrive, and fishing nets would disappear. These small acts, though dangerous, were a way of reclaiming agency. Escape. The dense mangroves and isolated nature of the islands made escape nearly impossible, but a few enslaved people attempted to flee to freedom. Some sought refuge on passing ships, hoping to blend in with crews or convince sympathetic sailors to help them. The path to emancipation. By the early 19th century, the winds of change were sweeping across the British Empire. The abolitionist movement in Britain had gained momentum, and voices calling for an end to slavery grew louder. In 1807, the British Parliament passed the abolition of the Slave Trade Act, making it illegal to import enslaved people into British colonies. However, those already enslaved in the colonies remained in bondage. For the enslaved in the Cayman Islands, hope began to flicker. News of abolition in other parts of the Caribbean spread, carried by sailors and whispered in the shadows. In 1833, the British government passed the Slavery Abolition Act, which came into effect in 1834. This law granted freedom to all enslaved people in British territories, including the Cayman Islands. The Day of Freedom. On August 1, 1834, emancipation was declared. In the Cayman Islands, a small but poignant celebration marked the occasion. The enslaved gathered to pray, sing, and reflect on their newfound freedom. Some wept for joy, while others remained cautious, unsure of what life as a free person would bring. Freedom was not without its challenges. Many former enslaved people continued working for their former masters, Now as paid laborers, the wages were meager and opportunities limited. The scars of slavery did not vanish overnight, but the resilience of the people ensured that they would carve out a place for themselves in the society they had helped build. A legacy of strength. The legacy of slavery in the Cayman Islands is one of both pain and resilience. The contributions of enslaved Africans shaped the island's culture, from their agricultural practices to their music and folklore. Even in bondage, they found ways to assert their humanity, leaving a lasting imprint on the islands. Today, the descendants of those enslaved in the Cayman Islands honor their ancestors' struggles and triumphs. Their stories are preserved in oral histories, festivals, and cultural traditions, ensuring that the sacrifices of the past are never forgotten. Closing line. Though the chains of slavery bound them, the spirit of the enslaved in the Cayman Islands remained unbroken, their resilience forging a legacy that echoes through generations, a testament to the strength of the human soul. Chapter 6. The Abolition and Emancipation. The sun rose slowly over the Cayman Islands on August 1, 1834, its golden light reflecting off the tranquil sea. For many, it was just another day of toil and survival. But for the enslaved people of these islands, this dawn was unlike any other. It was the first day of their freedom. The British Parliament's Slavery Abolition Act had taken effect, bringing an end to the centuries-long institution of slavery across the empire. Yet for those on the Cayman Islands, emancipation was both a triumph and the beginning of a new, uncertain chapter. The chains had been broken, but the journey toward equality and opportunity was far from over. The road to abolition. The path to freedom had been long and fraught with resistance. Across the British Empire, abolitionists had fought tirelessly to expose the horrors of slavery. Leaders like William Wilberforce and Olotta Equiano campaigned against the institution, using speeches, books, and petitions to awaken the conscience of the public. In the Cayman Islands, however, the struggle for abolition played out quietly. The small population and isolated nature of the islands meant there were no large-scale revolts or abolitionist rallies. Yet, the enslaved people contributed to the movement in their own way. Acts of defiance, the preservation of cultural traditions, and whispered dreams of freedom laid the groundwork for the inevitable change. When the British Parliament passed the Slavery Abolition Act in 1833, it signaled the end of slavery. But the process was gradual. Enslaved people were required to undergo an apprenticeship period, during which they continued to work for their former masters, often under harsh conditions. This system, intended to ease the transition to freedom, only prolonged the suffering. Emancipation Day. When the apprenticeship system was abolished in 1838, the enslaved people of the Cayman Islands were finally granted full freedom. The day was met with a mix of emotions, relief, joy, and apprehension. For many, freedom was a concept they had only dreamed of, and the reality brought both hope and uncertainty. The small settlements on Grand Cayman, Cayman Brac, and Little Cayman witnessed quiet celebrations. Families gathered to give thanks, some singing hymns that had carried them through years of hardship. On the beaches, small fires burned as people shared meals and reflected on their newfound liberty. A woman named Adina, who had spent her life tending to the fields of her enslaver, stood on the shores of Grand Cayman that morning. She watched the waves roll in, their steady rhythm mirroring the beating of her heart. For the first time, she allowed herself to imagine a future of her own choosing. Challenges of freedom. Freedom, however, did not bring immediate equality. The enslaved population, though no longer in bondage, faced significant challenges in building new lives. Many former enslaved people continued working for their former enslavers, now as poorly paid laborers. The power dynamics remained largely unchanged, and opportunities for advancement were scarce. Land ownership was one of the greatest hurdles. The best parcels of land were already claimed, leaving the freed people to settle in less fertile areas. Despite this, they cultivated small farms, growing crops like cassava and yams to feed their families. These farms became the foundation of their independence and a symbol of their resilience. Community played a vital role in this transition. Freed people formed tight-knit networks, pooling resources and supporting one another in times of need. Churches became centers of community life, offering spiritual guidance and a sense of belonging. The hymns and prayers that once whispered of freedom now celebrated its arrival, even as the road ahead remained difficult. A changing society. The end of slavery also marked the beginning of significant changes in Caymanian society. The economy, which had relied heavily on enslaved labor, began to shift. Turtle fishing and maritime industries grew in importance, offering new opportunities for both the freed and the enslavers who sought to maintain their wealth. The freed population, though marginalized, contributed to these industries with their skills and labor. They became expert sailors, fishermen, and craftsmen, carving out a place for themselves in the evolving society. Over time, their cultural contributions, music, storytelling, and culinary traditions, began to shape the unique identity of the Cayman Islands. A legacy of resilience. The legacy of emancipation in the Cayman Islands is one of resilience and determination. The freed people, despite the odds, built lives of dignity and purpose. They passed down stories of their struggles and triumphs, ensuring that future generations would never forget the price of freedom. Today, Emancipation Day is commemorated across the Caribbean as a reminder of the sacrifices and victories of those who came before. In the Cayman Islands, the descendants of the enslaved honor their ancestors by preserving their traditions and celebrating their culture. The scars of the past remain, but they are a testament to the strength and endurance of the human spirit. The dawn of a new era. As the Cayman Islands moved into the mid-19th century, the echoes of emancipation reverberated through every corner of society. The islands were still small and isolated, but their people were forging a future grounded in freedom, resilience, and hope. The journey was far from over, but the foundation had been laid. Closing line. With the first breath of freedom, the people of the Cayman Islands began to write a new chapter in their history, one defined not by chains, but by the strength of their resolve and the promise of a brighter tomorrow. Chapter 7, Maritime Heritage. By the mid-19th century, the Cayman Islands had begun to carve out a unique identity, rooted not in vast plantations or bustling cities, but in the boundless sea that surrounded them. The turquoise waters, teeming with life, became both a lifeline and a teacher, shaping the culture and livelihood of the island's people. This was the era when the Caymanian spirit was forged on the waves, a maritime heritage that would define generations. The call of the sea. Life on the Cayman Islands was, by necessity, intertwined with the ocean. The island's rocky soil made large-scale farming impractical, and the small population meant limited trade opportunities on land. But the sea offered abundance, fish, turtles, and a means of connection with the wider Caribbean. From a young age, Caymanian children learned to navigate the waves. Fathers taught their sons the art of fishing, while mothers passed down the skills to craft nets and cook the ocean's bounty. By the time they were adults, most Caymanians were adept sailors, as comfortable on a boat as they were on solid ground. One of the most enduring symbols of this era was the catboat. These small, handcrafted vessels were built for fishing and turtle hunting, their simple design reflecting the resourcefulness of the Caymanian people. With a single sail and a shallow draft, the catboat was perfectly suited to navigate the island's reefs and shallow waters. Turtle fishing, a lifeline. Among the many gifts of the sea, none was more vital to the Cayman Islands than the turtle. The green sea turtle, in particular, became central to the island's economy and culture. Its meat provided sustenance, its shells were used for trade, and its oil served as fuel for lamps. Turtle fishing was both a skill and an art. Men would set out in catboats, sometimes for weeks at a time, traveling to distant caves and reefs where turtles were known to nest. They used harpoons and nets to capture their prey, always mindful of the sea's dangers, sudden storms, treacherous reefs, and encounters with sharks. But turtle fishing was more than a livelihood. It was a tradition, a way of life that connected Caymanians to the rhythms of nature. The fishermen respected their quarry, taking only what they needed and ensuring the turtle's survival for future generations. This balance between need and sustainability became a hallmark of Caymanian culture. Shipbuilding, crafting dreams. The Caymanians' relationship with the sea extended beyond fishing. The islands became renowned for their shipbuilding, a skill born out of necessity and perfected over generations. Using local materials like mahogany and cedar, craftsmen built sturdy vessels capable of withstanding the challenges of the open ocean. Shipyards sprang up along the shores of Grand Cayman, where men worked tirelessly to shape wood into seaworthy forms. Each ship was a labor of love, its construction a testament to the ingenuity and perseverance of its builders. These ships weren't just tools. They were symbols of freedom and opportunity, vessels that carried Caymanians to distant shores in search of work and adventure. Sailors of the Caribbean. As skilled sailors and shipbuilders, Caymanians found employment across the Caribbean and beyond. Many joined the crews of merchant ships, navigating treacherous trade routes and braving the unpredictable sea. Others worked as turtle fishermen, traveling as far as Cuba and Central America to ply their trade. Life as a sailor was not without its hardships. Long months at sea meant separation from family, grueling labor, and constant exposure to danger. Yet for many Caymanians, the sea offered opportunities that the land could not. It became a source of pride, a testament to their resilience and skill. One legendary figure from this era was Captain Elijah E. Banks, known for his daring voyages and unmatched knowledge of the Caribbean waters. Stories of his exploits spread across the islands, inspiring young Caymanians to follow in his footsteps. To this day, his name is synonymous with the seafaring spirit of the Cayman Islands. Challenges and change. By the late 19th century, the Cayman Islands' reliance on the sea faced new challenges. Overfishing and changing trade patterns began to strain the turtle population, threatening a way of life that had endured for centuries. Hurricanes, ever a danger in the Caribbean, brought destruction to ships, homes, and livelihoods. In response, Caymanians adapted. They diversified their economy, turning to other industries like agriculture and small-scale trade. But even as the islands changed, the sea remained a central part of their identity. A lasting legacy. Today, the maritime heritage of the Cayman Islands is celebrated as a cornerstone of their culture. Catboats, once a vital tool of survival, are preserved as symbols of a bygone era. Festivals and museums honor the island's seafaring traditions, ensuring that the stories of those who braved the waves are not forgotten. The sea still calls to the Caymanian people, its voice echoing in the rhythm of the tides and the whispers of the wind. It is a reminder of the resilience and ingenuity that have defined the islands for generations, and of the unbreakable bond between the people and the waters that surround them. Closing line. On the waves of the Caribbean, the people of the Cayman Islands found not only their livelihood, but their spirit, a legacy of courage and connection that flows as endlessly as the sea itself. Chapter 8. The Age of Modernization. The dawn of the 19th century brought winds of change to the Cayman Islands, carried not by the sea, but by the forces of modernization sweeping across the world. For centuries, the islands had thrived in relative isolation, their culture shaped by the rhythms of nature and the resilience of their people. Now, new technologies, ideas, and opportunities began to trickle in, transforming the way Caymanians lived and connected with the world. The advent of communication. The first signs of modernization came with advancements in communication. In the mid-1800s, the Cayman Islands gained access to the telegraph system, connecting the islands to Jamaica and, by extension, to the wider British Empire. For the first time, messages could travel faster than ships, bringing news of the outside world to the Cayman Islands almost instantly. This technological leap was revolutionary. Caymanians, who had long relied on sailors and traders for information, now found themselves part of a global network. News of wars, economic changes, and technological advancements reached the islands with unprecedented speed, sparking curiosity and ambition among the people. Transportation and trade. The introduction of steam-powered ships marked another turning point for the Cayman Islands. These vessels, faster and more reliable than their wind-driven predecessors, made travel and trade more accessible. The Caymans, once a secluded haven, became a key stopover for ships traveling through the Caribbean. This increased connectivity brought new opportunities. Local traders found markets for their goods in Jamaica and beyond, while Caymanian sailors and shipbuilders saw a growing demand for their skills. At the same time, the influx of goods and ideas from the outside world began to influence the island's culture, blending traditional ways with modern innovations. Infrastructure and education. With modernization came the need for infrastructure. Roads were built to connect the scattered settlements of Grand Cayman, replacing the footpaths and cart tracks that had long served as the primary means of transportation. Bridges spanned rivers and mangroves, making travel between communities faster and more efficient. Schools were also established during this period, reflecting a growing emphasis on education. Missionaries played a key role in bringing formal schooling to the islands, teaching reading, writing, and arithmetic alongside religious instruction. For many Caymanian children, these schools offered their first glimpse of a world beyond the sea and the land. One such school, the Georgetown Mission School, became a hub of learning and community activity. Teachers, often volunteers from Jamaica or Britain, inspired a generation of young Caymanians to dream of careers as teachers, merchants, and even government leaders. The changing economy. As modernization took root, the Cayman Islands began to diversify their economy. Turtle fishing and shipbuilding remained vital, but new industries emerged. Small-scale farming became more organized, with crops like cassava, yam, and coconuts exported to neighboring islands. The introduction of new tools and techniques improved efficiency, allowing farmers to produce more with less labor. Maritime industries also evolved. Caymanian sailors, long known for their skill, became sought-after crew members on merchant ships traveling between Europe, the Americas, and the Caribbean. Their reputation as hardworking and reliable seamen brought prestige to the islands, cementing their place in the regional economy. The struggle between tradition and progress. While modernization brought undeniable benefits, it also posed challenges. The Caymanians' deep connection to the sea and their traditional way of life faced the pressures of change. Some feared that the influx of new ideas and technologies would erode the island's culture, replacing self-reliance with dependency on outside goods and systems. In the small villages of Little Cayman and Cayman Brac, older generations clung to their traditional ways, wary of the rapid changes happening on Grand Cayman. They continued to build catboats, fish the reefs, and pass down oral histories, preserving the knowledge and practices that had sustained their ancestors. The tension between tradition and progress became a defining theme of this era. It was a balancing act, one that required Caymanians to embrace innovation while honoring their heritage. Hurricanes and resilience. The modernization of the Cayman Islands was not without setbacks. Hurricanes, an ever-present threat in the Caribbean, tested the resilience of the people and their new infrastructure. The Great Hurricane of 1932, one of the most devastating storms to hit the islands, destroyed homes, flooded farms, and claimed lives. Yet, even in the face of such destruction, the Caymanians demonstrated their enduring strength. They rebuilt their communities, using the lessons of modernization to improve their homes and infrastructure. Stone houses replaced wooden ones, and roads were elevated to withstand flooding. These changes reflected a growing understanding of how to coexist with the forces of nature. A new identity. By the early 20th century, the Cayman Islands had transformed from a remote frontier into a society connected to the wider world. Modernization had brought schools, roads, and communication networks, but it had also sparked a cultural renaissance. The Caymanians, while embracing progress, remained deeply rooted in their traditions, blending the old with the new in a way that was uniquely their own. This period laid the foundation for the Cayman Islands' future as a modern, thriving society. It was a time of learning and adaptation, of challenges met and opportunities seized. The Caymanians had proven that they could navigate the tides of change as skillfully as they navigated the sea, steering their islands toward a brighter future. Closing line. In the face of modernization, the Cayman Islands did not lose themselves. Instead, they found a way to merge tradition with progress, forging an identity as enduring and resilient as the limestone beneath their feet.